Then God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. The word of the Lord. My ministry of itinerant preaching takes me all over the United States. I enjoy preaching in different places because I get to see so many people, and I get to see how they live and they worship. I have gone to the western plains of the country, all the way to the eastern sea border of the country. I have seen the people of the South and how the people of some parts of the South, proud of their heritage and language, and it not being Spanish, but their Creole and French heritages. It has been a wonderful ministry that helps me to see the greatness of God, but at the same time, God, without acknowledging that evil also exists, is nothing. While visiting different places, I have the opportunity to watch the news, and just when you think you've heard it all, something else comes on to send you into a near state of depression. How could a young man set his house on fire with his mother inside, killing her, and then take his own life? How could a mother put her infant son in a clothes dryer, killing him? How can you go to an innocent school basketball game and there be widespread shooting and carnage before the game is even over? It is very obvious that the evil one is alive and well in our society. And it is not only in this country. There are all kinds of shootings going on around the world. Just earlier this week, there was news about a shooting at a school in Germany, with the gunman being a former student of the school, a mere youth himself. Yet the reasons will never be known, as he turned the gun on himself before the episode was over. Our first reading this Sunday, this third Sunday of Lent, speaks to us of sin. They are the Ten Commandments. Moses received these commandments on the mountain of God, and they are the guidelines for the ancient Israelite people. But the question is, were those guidelines just for the ancient Israelite people only? Absolutely not. Sometimes we feel that these laws don't apply to us because that was so long ago. Sometimes we look at our values and think that these laws just don't fit in with our society today. It doesn't matter where we live, whether it is in the United States of America or in South Africa, in Ireland or in Wales. Somehow, we think that they don't apply anymore. But the truth of the matter is that God has given us a free will, and with that is the freedom to form our own destiny. Even though such tragedies as the Holocaust, slavery, the slaughter of innocents, the slaughter of indigenous peoples everywhere, and sin in general has caused God to weep as well, God has created us with a free will. We are free, and God respects that freedom that has been given us. God has given us the commandments as our guidelines, and they are not an option. We know what's right and what's wrong. No one has to tell us where we are headed if we don't obey the commandments. Even a child can tell you what might happen to him or her if they don't do something right. Just because we are older doesn't mean that there is no punishment. There are those adults who, in trying to teach their children, will say, do what I tell you and not what I do. It's not what God does. God not only tells us what to do, but the Son of God shows us the way by example. In the Gospel of today, we hear that Jesus himself gets angry to the point of throwing the people out of the temple for turning his father's house into a marketplace. He doesn't just get upset. He is angry, turning over tables and hitting people. He almost seems out of control. He reacts to what the people have done to his father's house. He realizes that the people have a free will, but he is angry at what they have decided to do. He wants them to see the error of their ways. He wants them to do right, and that's the reason why he came, to show the way. During this Lenten season, let us once again look at the commandments that are given us, and maybe what we need to do is examine our own lives and see what needs to be more closely looked at as we continue our journey towards the light of the resurrection.